Grades, Voclo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon here with you. Now, amongst the many things you have going on for yourself in 2025, trying to get these Beyonce tickets is going to be one of them. I looked at the prices last night and it was saying we're going to need to wait till next month's paycheck for me. Right now, part of the reason why these tickets are so expensive, not only because it's Beyonce, but because Cowboy Carter was such an amazing album. Someone who produced on the album, born and raised from Chicago. We got Killa Bee on the line with us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi. How are you? Sir, how's it feel? Just another Grammy on your shelf?
Man, honestly, it feels amazing. I mean, like, to be a part of history in this moment is spectacular and an honor.
I was going to say, you must be so proud. Your family must be so proud, your friends. Because when you Google your name, you see that a lot. You know, Killa Bee, producer, making history with your first country song for Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Yes, yes, yes. It's crazy, man, to have my name Googled next to somebody so great, the queen, Michael Jackson of our time. It's magnificent. And growing up in Chicago, on the South Side, I mean, like, I used to dream about stuff like this walking down the street on the South Side. So, like, now that I'm here, the Lord has been faithful and opened up the doors for me. And I'm just happy to be here and be able to open up other doors for artists like Shaboozey and Tanner Adele and other Black country artists that really didn't have a voice at first.
Yeah, now, of course, not everyone wins a Grammy with their first record in a different genre, but you said that it's not going to be your last. You plan on, well, you're going to move to Nashville next, or what, you planning to stay in country?
You know, I'm definitely never leaving country because, I mean, obviously country has blessed me to make history, but also, I mean, I love country music. I love the stories, the chords, you know, I love the bluegrass feel, you know, it's just, you know, it's a lot of dynamics with country. But I'm also doing a lot of things. I'm doing rock, classic rock, folk, always doing hip-hop and R&B. But, you know, I kind of, you know, my thing was to step outside of the norm, especially for Black culture. We tend to get boxed in not only hip-hop and R&B.
Yes.
And a lot of these other genres were created by us that were stolen from us. And so, just like in other sectors of life, inventions were stolen, you know, in music was stolen from us. So I've been wanting to be an example to, you know, my community and to other young Black people that, you know, you don't have to just stick to just one. You could do that. You could do hip hop and R&B. It feel good. But, you know, we did this over here too. And you actually might make history doing something that the world doesn't expect you to do. And that's what I represent.
I was going to say, I was actually wondering if that was difficult for you because there's so many stereotypes being from Chicago. They probably only expected like a 100 BPM from you, right?
Right. People always look at you and expect certain things and try to box you in. But I also feel like it creates a story. It creates, you know, a hurdle for you to jump over, and relatability comes from that hurdle that you jump because, you know, the average everyday person is jumping over hurdles as things are thrown at them. You know, being relatable to people and being able to inspire people through my music is really a blessing.
Now, you were nominated. How many nominations have you had in the Grammys? Was this your first year, or I've seen you be at a couple of Grammy Awards before this one?
Yeah. I was nominated in 2021 for Ariana Grande's song I did produce called Positions. And then I was nominated in 2023 for Breezy's album, Chris Brown's album. And then this year, I had 5 nominations. I probably have, about 7 nominations and 2 wins so
okay.
far.
Okay. Oh, nice. And I mean, you've worked with some of the biggest names in music, Ariana Grande, Usher, Chris Brown, Summer Walker, Jason Derulo. Now, how did this, I mean, those are huge stars, but then you... But then you say Beyonce, right? And that's just a different level. How did this happen? I mean, like co-writing and producing for Texas Hold'em. Like how does one even get in that orbit?
Man, you know, I mean, it's a combination of, you know, God meeting me halfway and then, you know, my ingenuity on earth. Me and my friends, like we just got in the room. We was drinking Jose Cuervo.
Okay.
And just having fun, you know. We all decided to just do something different we all haven't done. And so we was just messing around with like some country ideas. We did one idea. I was about to leave the studio after that because I was tired. And one of my co-writers, Lowell, I love her to death. She, pushed the Jose Cuervo bottle in my chest and said, "No, you're staying right here." And we ended up doing Texas Hold'em, the idea, the guitar. We started structuring the guitar chords. We did the claps, the whistles. I got under my headphones and finished the production. And then, got up under from up under my headphones and helped them kind of write. Went back under my headphones and did some more production. And we had the idea and we sent it over to B's team. Shout out to Mario Gomez, Beyonce's A&R. She's amazing. And she sent it to B, and Beyonce just had all these amazing ideas of what she wanted to add and how she wanted to just amplify the record. As I have said on numerous interviews, she Beyoncé-fied the record. So, yeah, and now today we got Texas Hold'em.
I mean, I can imagine the whole process might have been emotional, like maybe seeing the single do so well. But then she did this, she did the Christmas NFL performance and
Oh, yeah.
she sang that song. Did you tear up a little bit when she was like flying in the sky doing her Texas Hold'em riffs?
Man, I didn't tear up right in that moment. I did maybe a couple days after. But I definitely was blown away. I mean, performance was magnificent. I mean, even when Texas Hold'em dropped and that commercial, the marketing that she had behind it, when we actually closed out the business on the record, I was assuming the song was coming out maybe 3 months from the time we signed the, the paperwork. And actually, I was sitting back watching the Chiefs play. I forgot who else they was playing last year, but I was sitting back watching, not even thinking about the song, just happy that I knew it was finally coming out. Wasn't sure if it was going to be a single. I was just happy that I had a song with Beyonce at the time. And her commercial pops up on TV. And I'm like, oh, go figure. I just closed paperwork out on a song with her. That's crazy. This is dope. So I'm talking to my boy like, oh yeah, they're gearing up for to drop the album because look, she got a commercial. Not even realizing that she's gearing up to drop my song in 5 seconds. After the commercial was done, she said drop that. And like three of our phones, four of our phones in my place in LA, she said ding. And I picked my phone up and I open it and it's Beyonce's page. And I look and it says Texas Hold'em. I'm like, yo, what the what? And I just go through more of the page and then I look and I was like, yo, she just dropped the single. She just dropped Texas Hold'em. Man, I screamed. I screamed. It was crazy. I was like, oh yeah, this is nuts. And I'm still taking that moment. All these moments, I'm still pinching myself, just digesting what happened. Even as I tell you the story now, I'm still like, wow.
Yeah, I feel like
Yeah.
probably like this isn't gonna settle till like 2 years from now. And then you're gonna be like,
Exactly.
that was real. That actually really happened. I also saw, okay, we love this pic. You snapped a picture with her at the
Oh yeah.
Grammys.
I was sitting front row and I finally seen the queen walk out, but she left by the first time I walked up and I ended up building with Jay-Z for a second. My favorite rappers growing up. He's such an amazing spirit. We shook hands and spoke for a second. I introduced myself and Jay was just like, yeah, let's build. And so I went to sit back down and B came back out. And when she sat down, I waited for that, that 15 minute commercial break. And I walked up and formally introduced myself because I hadn't met her yet. She was just so sweet. I said, yo, I'm the producer for Texas Hold'em. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. She was thanking me. And I'm looking at her like, thank you. I appreciate you. And she was just like, I would love to make more magic with you. And I was just like, it would be an honor. It would be an honor. And then I went back to my seat. Well, before I went back to my seat, I asked her if I could take a picture. Queen Latifah took a picture. She wanted to get a picture with Queen first.
Queen
And then
Latifah took that
she,
picture of you guys?
no,
Oh.
Queen Latifah wanted to, she wanted a picture with B. And obviously, I'm a new face around there. So, She loved my energy, but she's been knowing Queen Latifah for a while. She grew up on Queen. Queen Latifah is a legend to her. So, you know, I stepped aside and let Queen get her picture. And then right after that, B was like, I got you right after this. So gracious. After Queen Latifah took her picture, you know, we took a picture and, you know, just talked about, you know, working on the next album. So I walked back to my seat and within, you know, over the next couple of days, she ended up sending me flowers personally to my place, thanking me again. Just so elegant, so sweet. It was an amazing experience meeting her.
Wow. And quick side note, for everyone who has never seen Beyoncé in person, I saw her like a couple seats down courtside at an LA Clippers game. Seeing her smile in person is like seeing the sunshine.
Yes.
Like I can't even explain it. I was just like, she turned, she smiled at me, and I was just like, I can't move. I can't think. Like, it's literally like, it's. I've actually commend you for like being able to get yourself together and have a full combo. It is very difficult. The presence is truly there. When they say star power or like having the it factor, like you don't realize it until you're around it. You're like, oh no, it's a different energy
Exactly.
in the air, you know?
That's right. That's a fact.
Looking at your upbringing, you were primarily raised by your grandfather, right? He was a jazz musician in Chicago.
Absolutely.
And he, you know, you credit him for saving you and your brother from becoming a product of your environment. My dad always said, keeping you busy keeps you out of trouble. So
That's right.
our schedules were full. We were tired at the end of the day, okay? And I see you, I feel like you kind of got the same thing. You became classically trained at a young age, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I was classically trained, and you know, my parents at the time, they were drug addicts in the streets, and you know, now they're doing exceptional. My mother is big in the medical field, and my father is a huge engineer for the city of Chicago. But you know, everybody has a past, and you know, your past doesn't define you. And at that time, we got adopted to my grandparents, and it was the Lord's will for that to happen because, you know, they made it and grew up, you know, in the projects, the Icky's projects in Chicago, and they made it and pulled themselves up and built a nice life for them. And they wanted to introduce me and my brother to some class because we was Chicago bad for sure. And they, you know, they put us, they had me in chess. You know, they kept me in church. I ended up playing drums for the church. You know, they definitely forced a lot of great habits on us. And my grandfather saw music ability in me from the time I was six. And so he wanted to develop that and make sure that I had a way out of being attracted to street stuff and negative stuff that really wasn't meant for me and my full journey. And it worked out. Being classically trained, you know, led me to becoming a producer. Or really a beat maker first, and then a beat maker led me to become a producer, and now we're here today.
We're here today and things are looking nice for you. How proud is your family, man? Like, how proud are they of you?
They're super proud. They're so proud, you know, they can't believe that that one of us has made it this far to the point that, you know, we're on top of the world. And I mean, you know, but at the same time, you know, music has always been on both sides of my family. My grandfather used to play with a lot of famous jazz musicians in Chicago. And, you know, my mother's side of the family, you know, they were the Kelly Brothers in Chicago and the famous gospel group. And, you know, they did some amazing things in Chicago. So you know, as I got older, I found out that music was heavily deep rooted in my blood from both sides of my family.
And what would be your advice to, you know, Chicago musicians or producers or songwriters that are listening and they want to be like the next Killah Bee? Like, what would be your best piece of advice to them?
One thing I can say, and then I'll go into the advice, because we from Chicago, we not coastal, we not locked into one sound. I always felt like because I was raised in such an amazing city, you know, we got sounds from the south, from the east, from the west, and we were able to combine, like, you know, that's what I did. I was able to combine all these different sounds. Because, you know, when you live on a coast, you know, you stick to this one sound and you rooting for this one sound. And that's the identity. And I love that too. But I feel like it's something special about being in the middle of the country and where we are because we get all the influences, put it in the pot, stir it, and we're able to do so many different things. I feel like my versatility came from living in Chicago because there's so many different cultures in one city. It's, you got dance, you got folk in Chicago. Of course, you got hip hop and R&B. You got so many different neighborhoods, and when you travel through the city and make friends with, from different places, different backgrounds, that stuff helps you creatively. And even like the seasons changing, different seasons. I'm in LA and it's always sunny, but growing up in Chicago, the different seasons gives you a different perspective creatively that you can pull from. Even your style of dress change with the season. So that translates into making music. And that's why Chicago is such a special place. And I would tell someone that is young, that's growing up, that's doing music, to be relentless. Don't just stay in Chicago. Move around and move around in the city and do different style of music. Don't stick to just the one thing. Master, if you're doing hip hop, master hip hop and R&B first, and then once you get good at that, go to something else and be a chameleon. I feel like Chicago people are great chameleons. We well balanced people, and when you're relentless in your pursuit for what you want, you're gonna get it. Chicago is a beautiful but hard-nosed place. That balance and mixture, you can come to LA, you can go to New York, you can go different places and run things because you have a good mixture of hustle and a good mixture of class. We got so much spirit. So use that spirit, use that relentlessness, develop your talent. It's not just about being good at making music, but it's about being great at making records. Because ultimately, making hits and knowing how to make records and being simple but complicated, that is what's going to translate to the world.
And what is that, by the way, amazing answer. But I know, because I'm from LA, and when I came to Chicago, I'm like, you guys don't understand. The music scene is so good. Chicagoans just have a good taste in music. And I don't think you appreciate that until you move somewhere else. And you're like, hold on. The local music is not like the local music I'm used to hearing. The local music in Chicago is radio ready tomorrow,
That's
like
right.
ready to go. But what is next for you? I mean, it's barely 2025. You had an amazing year so far. What could we expect for you next? I mean, I heard some rumors that involve, like someone whose name starts with a T, ends with a Swift.
Oh my God.
But what are you working on next?
Well, I've been working with Ty on two albums. He's doing two albums.
Ty
Trying to
Dolla
figure
$ign?
out, yeah. So I've been working with Ty. We're trying to figure out if I'm gonna be on this first one he's gonna drop or TC2. I've been working with The Game heavy on his album. I also been working on with Kane Brown. I actually put him and Ty Dolla on the record. We're closing out right now. I'm in talks of working with this girl named Dasha that signed a Warner. She's really amazing, this country pop girl.
Oh,
And I'm
yes.
working on.
She's gone viral.
And I'm currently working on B's next project right now, and a few other projects. It's just a few to name.
Okay. What are the details on that the Bee's next project?
Well,
What
yeah,
is
I'll tell you everything. It's
that?
gonna be amazing.
Well, thank you so much again. If you're just tuning in, we got a Grammy Award. By the way, where's this Grammy going? Is it going in your house, grandpa's house? Where's the Grammy going? Where's it staying?
I might mail it around to everybody and let them have it for a month of peace. Send
Okay.
it to my grandma.
Shared custody. Everyone gets a little bit of shared custody. Your grandma's gonna invite all her friends over, right? There's gonna be a dinner party just so she can show off the
She's gonna sleep next to it every night.
Grammy. Born and raised from Chicago. We are
That's
so
right.
proud of you. You won this Grammy, Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. It sounds like you're working a lot. You've got a lot of other projects in the works.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing the new music soon.
Absolutely. You're definitely about to hear it.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram and Facebook at Vocalo and on TikTok at vocalo.radio.